A short film coming up on HBO sends a political message about terrorists acquiring nuclear weapons, and this political film features some real politicians. The movie is called Last Best Chance. It is supported by the Nuclear Threat Initiative, which focuses on nuclear proliferation issues. Its board members include Senator Richard Lugar and former Senator Sam Nunn, whose faces will appear on screen. The film stars former Senator Fred Thompson as the President of the United States. In this scene, he's talking to his Russian counterpart.
Dmitry, we have credible information that someone is plotting to steal two of your tactical nukes.
Not for the first time. We've always caught them.
As far as we know, you have, Dmitry. But we have a credible source.
But you won't tell me who.
When we spoke to former Senator Thompson, he warned that the nuclear threat from terrorists is real.
I don't think it's fear-mongering. I think it's just reminding people of what we should have known for a long time, and that is that this is the most dangerous threat to our nation. A nuclear attack still remains the most dangerous threat. The 9/11 Commission pointed out that Al-Qaeda has been trying to get its hands on nuclear materials sufficient to make a bomb for at least a decade.
Speaking of someone who was in the Senate who has monitored public opinion, what do you think it is that has caused this to kind of slip off the radar screen from time to time?
We are not very good at a country in dealing with things that are down the road a ways, even if we know that they're going to be a big problem. You take our entitlement situation in the retirement of the baby boomers. You take our energy situation. Well, this particular problem, the one of a nuclear attack and a loose nuclear material floating around the country, may or may not be imminent. But the danger is that when and if it comes, and there's a very, very reasonable chance that it will come, it could be more devastating than all the other problems our country faces put together.
Part of what happens in this film is that a single Russian in a sensitive spot is basically paid off to help deliver a couple of nuclear weapons. Could one person, one corrupt person, really deliver nuclear weapons to the wrong hands?
Well, I don't know if it would be one or perhaps more than one, but certainly a small handful of people. These things are scattered around all over the world, in at least 100 research reactors and civilian laboratories. Some of these things are protected by maybe a guard and a chain link fence. I had a chance to visit Russia, had a chance to visit Arzamas and some of the old nuclear cities that the Russians had there where they manufactured these things. So I saw firsthand the dilapidated conditions and the faulty guarding of some of these materials and so forth.
Given who is in power in Washington now, does this movie amount to an effort to prod the administration and a Republican-led Congress?
Well, whoever is in power should be mindful of this, and the administration's done a lot of good things. The prior administration did a lot of good things. One good thing about this is that it's a bipartisan problem and being addressed on a bipartisan basis.
Senator Thompson, you were involved in this project with former Senator Sam Nunn, current Senator Richard Lugar, and of course you were in the Senate. I have to ask, was there any argument at any point about which guy got to play the president?
No, I thought Sam Nunn should have played it, but you're right. One of the good things about my service was the opportunity to work with Dick Lugar and Sam Nunn, and hopefully we'll get some attention and causes us maybe to consolidate some of our government agencies that are dealing with this and reconcentrate our effort in this regard.
We've been talking to former Senator Fred Thompson about the movie Last Best Chance. Senator Thompson, thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you.